Black Congresswoman Tries to Exempt Black Babies from Pro-Life Law. Written by Raven Klabow. Tuesday, April, 16, 2019. Ohio State Representative Jeanine Boyd seems intent on executing Margaret Sanger's Negro Project, as the black Democratic politician drafted an amendment that would have exempted black babies from pro-life heartbeat bill legislation. And while that amendment fortunately failed, one question remains: where is the outrage? Last week, Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine signed into law a bill that protects unborn babies from abortions once a heartbeat is detected, typically around 6 weeks gestation. Ohio now joins a handful of states that have recently passed such bills, including Mississippi and Kentucky. The signing of this bill today is consistent with that respect for life and the imperative to protect those who cannot protect themselves. DeWine said before signing the bill, according to the Cincinnati Inquirer. Abortion advocates tried unsuccessfully to weaken the Ohio bill with amendments, including the one proposed by Representative Boyd, which would have given an exemption to African American women to abort their unborn babies for any reason up to the state's current abortion limit, 20 weeks, Life News reports. Failing to see the irony, Boyd likened the restrictions on abortion to slavery as she attempted to pass legislation that would disproportionately terminate the lives of black babies. Black slaves were once treated like cattle and put out to stud in order to create generations of more slaves, she said. Our country is not far enough beyond our history to legislate as if it is. State Representative Derek Marin, a Republican, immediately rejected Boyd's amendment and stated that the heartbeat bill should protect all Ohio citizens, regardless of race. To reference owning humans as a defense of dismembering them as moral myopia, said Mark Harrington, president of Created Equal. If is wrong to own humans, it is also wrong to intentionally kill them. Referencing abortion to avoid consigning children to slavery, she seems to suggest black children today should likewise not be born, which is exactly the purpose of her amendment, he continued. Every human being is valuable regardless of the color of his or her skin. To suggest that only black babies should be killed in Ohio is shocking racism not befitting of a representative of the Ohio House. Sadly, the black community is already disproportionately affected by the abortion industry. Life News reports that despite making up just 13% of the U.S. population, African Americans comprise approximately 30% of the abortions, with African American teenage abortion rates twice as high as the national average. What's more, Protecting Black Life found that 79% of Planned Parenthood surgical abortion facilities are within walking distance of black and Latino neighborhoods. And this is no coincidence, as Planned Parenthood's founder Margaret Sanger was a racist eugenicist who viewed minorities as inferior. Sanger aligned herself with eugenicists whose fixations with racial supremacy led them to attempt to impose segregation, sterilization, birth control, and abortion on inferior races. In the Negro Project, Margaret Sanger's eugenic plan for black Americans, Tanya Green writes that Sanger built Planned Parenthood on the ideas and resources of the eugenics movement. It was eugenicists who financed many of the early projects, including birth control clinics and revolutionary literature. Sanger's own writings reflect this particular ideology. Organized charity itself is the symptom of malignant social disease. Those vast, complex, interrelated organizations aiming to control and to diminish the spread of misery and destitution and all the menacing evils that spring out of this sinisterly fertile soil, are the surest sign that our civilization has bred, is breeding and perpetuating constantly increasing numbers of defectives, delinquents and dependents. In 1939, Sanger began the Negro Project, which was intended to restrict, even exterminate, the black population. Green writes, under the pretense of better health and family planning, Sanger cleverly implemented her plan. Some within the black elite saw birth control as a means to attain economic empowerment, elevate the race and garner the respect of whites, and as noted by the Daily Wire, if Sanger were around today, she would be thrilled by the progress her organization has made in its efforts to target minority groups. Sanger's racist roots have left a legacy she'd be proud of. An estimated 79% of all Planned Parenthood abortion clinics are located near black or Hispanic neighborhoods. Further, the organization has been rocked by a gendercide scandal as it is currently in a legal battle with the state of Indiana fighting to overturn legislation that bars abortionists from performing an abortion based upon disability, such as Down syndrome, or gender. Boyd's amendment would play right into Sanger's plan. Thankfully, true pro-lifers believe all innocent life deserves protection. As for Ohio's heartbeat law, the future is uncertain, as the American Civil Liberties Union has already threatened a lawsuit against the new law. But Harrington states that Created Equal will defend against any legal challenge to it. If pro-abortion lobbies present a legal challenge to this act, we will defend these babies all the way up to the Supreme Court. Changes on the bench signify an even better day for preborn babies may be on the horizon, he added. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.